And if you have your Bible, turn tonight to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. We want to begin this evening. Let's begin at verse 5. And we'll go as the Lord leads this evening. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." I want to preach just a little while tonight. It's got to be my help on this psalm. When we all just praise the Lord. Amen. When we all just praise the Lord. When we begin to look at this and we begin to see the life of Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, you know what? He said, if you think about it, if you just let this mind be in you. And he's talking about the mind of Christ. And Christ's mind was set on the Father. He was thinking about the Father above. He was thinking about the good God of glory the whole time he was here. Every time he had a moment, amen, he didn't go off on vacation to get away from God. He went off up in the mountain, praise God, to get a hold of God. I think a lot of times we want to go off in vacation and get away from everything. And sometimes I believe we ought to go off and find us a place to get a hold of God. Amen. I think if we'd do that more often, we'd come back more refreshed than when we go off to the beach or off to the Baptists don't go to the beach. We go to the coast. Amen. But I believe sometimes we'd be better off just to go to find us a good holler, praise God, a laurel thicket, crawl in there, amen, and just get a hold of God. Amen. That's what Jesus did. But he said, let us mind be in him which was also in Christ. He said, being found in form as God. In other words, he was God. Amen. The Lord Jesus not only was God, he is God. And he always will be God. Amen. Glory. He's part of the Trinity. Said being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He said there wasn't nothing missing, praise God, when it come to end up being in the likeness of his heavenly Father. Amen. He knew. Amen. He knew about it. He brought that with him when he came. He told Philip. He said, "Hey, Philip, said if you," he said, "show us the Father and it suffices." He said, "Philip," he said, "how long have I been with you?" He said, "You've seen me." He said, "If you've seen me, praise God, you've seen the Father." Amen. Glory to God. He said, I didn't have to hold on to that, struggle to hold on, praise God. He said, it's always been and it always will be. He said, if you've seen me, praise God, you've seen God the Father. I get a little peek every now and then of my Lord and Savior, praise God. And when I see him, praise God, and see who he is, I see the Father in the very essence. Amen. Praise God. When we get to seeing the Son, praise the Lord, he shows us the Father. But he goes on and said he made himself of no reputation. He didn't come down here to be some big something. He didn't come down here to make a name for himself. He didn't come down here to get like they would on day some of these people in Hollywood trying to make a big name for themselves, get themselves in the spotlight. Jesus never come for that. Amen. But he said he made himself no reputation. He came meek and lowly, riding upon a foal, and a foal, a colt, and a foal of an ass. Amen. Didn't come riding in on a white steed, praise God. He come riding in on a beast of burden. Why? Because he was just a servant. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine the good God of glory, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, Brother Rex, he came down to be a servant for me and you. Amen. To show us what we could be. For God's glory. If we ain't careful, we get heated and high-minded. We try to get way up here. And praise God, if we get way down here, praise God, where we just want to help somebody. Be a help where we can. Amen. Now, I don't have a whole lot of talent. There's not a whole lot that I can do. But praise God, I can do what I can do. and do it for God's glory. And God does get glory out of it. Amen. And folks will get help. But he said he made of himself no reputation, took upon himself the form of a, here it is, that servant. Took upon, he became a servant to humanity. The God of heaven. Amen. Came down, was born in a manger, praise God, grew up, and took upon himself the form of a servant. Praise God. That he might be a servant unto humanity and unto this world. That he might come and bring us some hope. And he was made in the likeness of men. Not only to come as a servant, praise God, he came as a man, just like me and you. Amen. A human being. Took upon, I mean, God became human flesh, became flesh and dwelt among us, John says. Amen. And being found in fashion as a man. In other words, he took on the very form of a man. Amen. Born as a little boy over in a manger. Ain't you glad that's the way God does it? Amen. Amen. He brings into this world little boys and little girls. Amen. He's pretty specific in doing that. Amen. And he designed little girls to be little girls. Amen. Little girls supposed to be little girls. You play with baby dolls and you dress them up and you do housekeeping and you learn to do that, praise God, because that's who you are. That's who God designed you to be. Amen. And then little boys, he designed them to be little boys, and you get out and you grub and you work and you scratch around in the dirt. Now, it don't hurt little girls to get out and get dirty either. Amen. But these little boys get out and they grub around in the dirt and they do things, praise God, and they become the little boys become little men. And they take care of things that little men take care of. And little girls grow up to be little women and they take care of things that little women take care of. Amen. That's the way God designed it to be in the beginning. Amen. And one day that little boy will find him a little girl. Or a young man will find him a young woman. And God will put them together. And they become, to those that were twain, become one. That's the way God designed it to be. And contrary to the opinion of the world, amen, that's the way God designed it to be. And that's the way we got, hey, who are we to question God? Amen, we're trying to take and change God. Well, I won't say, it don't matter what we do, it don't change God. Amen. But the Bible says here that he was found in fashion as a man. Now I said that all that to say this. I believe that Lord Jesus Christ was a man of man's. Or a man of men of man's, however you want to say it. Amen. I believe he was a manly man. Amen. The Bible says, I told the young ones, so he was a carpenter by trade. He worked with his hands. In Mark chapter 6, verse 3, and they said, is this not the carpenter? I ain't seen very many carpenters that was wimpy fellers. Especially back then, they didn't have the electrical tools that we have today. They worked with their hands, amen. They handled a big beam. They took logs and hewed them down to make the boards. So Jesus wasn't no wimpy man. He was the God of glory, man. He was man in the flesh, and he was a man of men. Amen. I just want you to get that vision. Yeah, put away all these things where you see some little old wimpy thing maybe hanging on a cross or something. That ain't Jesus. Jesus was a man, praise God. Bible says he was found in fashion as a man. Amen. Just want you to get that image in your head so you see him as he is and not as they try to portray him. Because he says he found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. God didn't have to humble the Lord Jesus Christ. He came humble. Remember I said he rode into town on that foal, on a colt, a foal of an ass? Amen. That's showing humility. Amen. He came as a humble servant. Didn't come on a beast of burden, amen, when he came into town. He said he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You say, well, okay, well, that's all said and good, but what is that? So what? A lot of people said, well, so what? So he did. Well, I want to say, praise God, that brought about something. Amen. When Jesus Christ did this, praise God, he done it for a cause. He done it for a reason. And praise God, if you'll look across your beak at that person next to you, behind you, and beside you, praise God, he done it for them. Amen. And he done it for you. He became this person, praise God, so that God might get the glory, amen, so that we'd have an opportunity, amen, to be saved. And because he done this, amen, Bible says in verse 9, and here's where I was trying to get to. He says, wherefore, because of this, because that Jesus humbled himself, took upon himself the form of a man, humbled himself. Amen. You know what? So many times we don't want to humble ourselves. And if you find somebody that's trying to act real humble, most of the time they're not humble. The person that's really humble is that person, praise God, that loves the Lord and just tries to do right without showing that he's trying to do right. Amen. Amen. That's a person that's truly humble. It's a person who's just walking around, going about, praise, trying to do things right according to the will of God, in the eyes of God. But he said, wherefore? Amen. See, when the Lord done this, they was a great payday for him. He didn't do it for a payday. He done it, praise God, that you and I, praise the Lord, might have an opportunity to be saved, to be reconciled unto God, to be purchased, to redeemed, to be bought back, as though we were on the auction block to be sold. And we were sold under the burden of sin. Amen. But he said, wherefore, verse 9, God also hath highly exalted him. Amen. He said, what happened, praise God, because he done that, because he came and he bore us in the form of flesh and he humbled himself under death, even the death of the cross, praise God. He said, it pleased his heavenly Father, and praise God, he exalted him up on high. Amen. He lifted him up, put him up on in a higher place than he'd ever been before. The Lord Jesus Christ done something on the cross of Calvary, praise God, that no man had ever done. Amen. What did he do, Pastor? He became sin. He that had knew no sin, he had never touched sin, never, amen, praise God, never partaken of sinful thing. Amen. He became sin and he nailed it to the cross. You think about that. He took on himself the sins of the whole world. Amen. He became our sins. They took him and they beat him. Mutilated his body. Amen. Said he was beaten beyond recognition. Didn't even look, all it looked like was a chunk of hamburger. Amen. Took all of our beating. Those was ours. We deserved them. He didn't. He had never done anything that was worthy of a whipping or spanking or at least, much less a scourging with the cat of nine tails. But they cut the flesh off of him. Amen. And then they took him and they put him on, hung him on an old cross, and he laid down his life for the sins of the world. And the Bible says, and because of that, amen, that God also hath highly exalted him. Now I want you to catch this right here. If you miss everything, if you fumble everything else, get this. So that Bible said he hath highly exalted him. Amen. Hath highly exalted him. Amen. Hath highly exalted him. In other words, God was well pleased and he took him and he lifted him up. Amen. And he put him in a high place. He exalted him up high. Amen. And what that means is that God took him and he put him there because he deserved to be there. And he's still there today. Amen. He's not relinquished that. God, hey, God the Father's never reached and snatched that away from him. And he said, you don't have to do it again. Amen. There's no redoing it. Glory be to God. He's highly exalted. And praise God, what we ought to begin to do is just lift him up and praise and exalt him to where he's at. Amen. We got to take our prayers and our praise up to where he is. Amen. Because said, he said, wherefore, because of what he did, because he humbled himself, because he became faithful even unto death, obedient to death. He said, God has exalted him, highly exalted him. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's where we ought to do. We ought to begin. That's where we all ought to start praising the Lord for his goodness, his mercy. He said, has given him a name which is above every name. You say, well, preacher, he renamed him? No. Amen. Didn't change the name of Jesus. We're the ones going to get a new name. He's still Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's still the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's highly exalted. And He's given him a name which is above every name. In other words, because of what Jesus done. Because He died to sin, died for sins, praise God. He said He's gave him a name and said, hey, praise God, the good God of glory, He proclaimed in the heavens, amen. He said, this is my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. Amen. Praise the Lord. He told old Peter and him, he said, this is my beloved Son. And old Peter, he was all anxious. He said, hey, listen, you know, at the transfiguration. And he told me, and old Peter, he was all excited. He looked up and he seen the Lord. He seen Moses and Elijah. He said, hey, wait a minute. He said, let's build three tabernacles. Amen. And God spoke to him out cloud. He said, hey, listen, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, hear the Lord Jesus. God, don't worry about these other fellows. He said, that's what I'm taking care of. He said, what you need to do is focus on the Son. He that hath the Son hath life, praise God. And when we focus on the Son, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, why do you think the world hates the word Jesus? You can pray and you can praise and you can jump up and down and holler and shout and carry on all you want to. And the world don't care. But you, Brother Rick, you get the praise in God of glory. Amen. You get the praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they'll try to shut you down in a hurry. Amen. The world don't want to hear it. Amen. Because that's a name that's highly exalted, praise God. That's the highest name in heaven. Amen. That name supersedes the cherubims. Amen. Hey, praise God. It supersedes everything in the celestial galaxy. Amen. That name is above all names. Praise God. And it's about time that we begin to praise the Lord. When we all begin to praise the Lord. Give Him glory. Because He is a name that's above all names tonight. Praise the Lord. There's nobody like Jesus. There's nobody that can do what Jesus did. And there's nobody that can do what Jesus is doing. There's nobody that can be a mediator for me and you. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father as a mediator of one. Amen. In other words, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ is a sitting up there as an advocate with the Father. Praise God. In other words, it's just like you're on trial day by day. The devils are bringing rallying accusations about you and about you and about me every day. And Jesus is looking down on there, praise God, is our advocate. Amen. He's our attorney. Amen. He's that go-between us and the great judge of His majesty on high. Amen. He's there as that intercessor, praise God. He's there, He said, He looks at the situation and He says, you know what? Now by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, my blood has covered all that. Like Brother Rex is talking about, when we humble ourselves and we come, amen, when Holy Ghost of God convicts our hearts. Amen. Listen. I know we're living in a wicked, wicked time, but there's still such a thing as Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. You know what's wrong? I worry about a whole lot of so-called Christians today. Because there's a whole lot of Christians who can do all kinds of different things, and it don't bother them. Amen. It don't bother because they don't have no Holy Ghost conviction. Somebody said today, said, it's okay to drink a beer. It's okay, there's nothing wrong with it. Drinking a beer or two. Little sip of wine. Really? Amen. Holy Ghost of God, if you're a child of God, amen. Hey, when I was a lost man, I knew it was wrong to drink beer. I knew it was wrong to take a shot of liquor. I knew it was wrong when I was lost. And amen, praise God, Holy Ghost conviction wouldn't let me now if I wanted to. Amen. But I thank God because of that Holy Ghost conviction, Brother Robert, I don't want to.
Amen.
My want to's, glory to God, have changed tonight. Glory to God. Hey, listen, I'm drinking from a higher fountain tonight. Glory be to God. It's a bubbling hell, glory to God, and it's getting all over me. And I don't know about you, but I'm liking it. Amen. Glory. Hey, why? Because there's a name that's exalted above all names. And glory be to God, He supplies the fountain.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be God, I want to be under the spout where the glory comes out. Amen. Glory to pour out all over me. Amen. And me just stand there like a little bird and just take in all I can get. Amen. Praise God, because He's highly exalted. Amen. Hey, listen. That's why I can call Him my Lord and my Savior tonight. Amen. He's mine. And I'm His. Amen. He bought me. Paid the price when I was on the auction block for my sin. Amen. Nobody wanted me but the stinking devil. But the Lord Jesus Christ stepped up. And the auctioneer said, going once. Auctioneer said, going twice. And before he smacked that gavel down, said, going three times. The Lord Jesus Christ stepped up. And he said, sir, I'll buy him. I'll pay the price. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. He took me off of that auction block. Hey, glory to God. Hey, I'll never be put up for auction again. Because my Heavenly Father, my son, the Lord Jesus Christ, He bought me, praise God. And He paid the full price. Amen. He got the receipt. It's stamped in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Paid in full. Amen. Took that same blood and He wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. That spot that was reserved for me. Amen. Praise God. He pinned my name down there. And He don't have an eraser. Amen. He couldn't erase it. God, it's written in the indelible blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Why are you so excited? I'm excited because I can praise Him like I'd like to. Amen. Because He's highly exalted in my heart. He's my Lord and my Savior, praise God, that paid the price of my sin so that I could go free. You say, well, preacher, said you mean the devil don't bother you? Sure the devil bothers me. I tell him all the time, I hate him. You say, well, preacher, you ain't supposed to. Hey, listen, youngins, all you young people, look at me a minute. It's okay to hate the devil. Amen? And it's okay for you to hate the devil. He's a sorry, no account rascal. He's a thief and he's a liar and the father lies. Amen. If he tells you, if anything to anybody, anyone tells you anything contrary from the Word of God, amen, then it's the devil. It's a liar. Amen. Amen. But praise God, if you'll stay with God, He'll speak the truth. Because there's a name that's exalted above all names. Amen. He's been given the authority. Praise God. So who gives Him that authority? God the Father gives Him that authority. Why? Because He has earned it. Amen. Praise God. You see why I get so excited about my Savior? Amen. He earned that. Praise. He earned to send and make intercession for me. He earned the opportunity, the authority, amen, to convict my heart and make intercession for me. Amen. I'm excited about it. He said, well, preacher, if He convicted you like He does me, oh, listen, youngs, He convicts me just like He does you. He convicts me of sin, praise God. He convicts me of those things that's wrong. Amen. So that I can make them right. Amen. According to the will of God. What God would have me do. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that I can repent of my sins according to the Scriptures. Amen. That's what the Bible says we do. It said, lest ye repent. He said, ye shall all likewise perish. Amen. I don't want to be, praise God, in the category of the perishing. I want to be in the category of the living, glory to God. So that I can lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we all begin to praise His name for His goodness and His mercy that endures forever. Praise the Lord. He goes on and says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Now I want you to watch this. He said, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Amen. He said, they's coming today, praise God, that every knee's going to bow and they're going to look at it and they're going to exalt that name. Amen. They're going to lift up the name of Jesus. Yes, and boys and girls, mamas and daddy, mammals and papa, one day we're all going to acknowledge the name of Jesus. Yeah. Praise God, we might as well just do it now. Go ahead and just all get in and praise His name now. Amen. Can you imagine those in the region of the damned? It's lost and undone. It's never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. They may have made a profession. There's a whole lot of people that make a profession. Profession without a possession is no profession at all. Amen? But when you have a profession that gives you a possession, that you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is living in your heart, why? Because He convicts you of your sins. See, when I was lost, there was no conviction. Oh, I knew right from wrong. But as long, now listen to this, as long as I could get by with it, it was okay. It didn't bother me. Hello? As long as I could sneak it in and get by with it, it didn't bother me. But when God the Holy Ghost moved into my heart, amen, when I recognized and realized that there was a Savior from glory and His name was Christ Jesus the Lord, and I realized that He died on the cross for my old stinking sins. Amen. Praise the Lord that He died for me. Amen. I said, oh God, forgive me, an old filthy, vile sinner. Boy, I come out of there stepping about that high. Psh, glory. I mean, it took me weeks, but you know what? I let me be honest. It come a time when I kind of got over that. But they was for weeks. I was stepping about that high, telling everybody I know that Jesus saved me. Amen. But I kind of got over it. But you know what? I never got over that Holy Ghost conviction. I never got over Jesus speaking to my heart through the Holy Spirit saying, you know that ain't right. Amen. And I just have to stay. I mean, He stops me in my tracks. He stops me in my tracks. He said, what you're doing is wrong. What you're saying wrong. The way you're reacting is wrong. Amen. And I just have to stop and bow my head and say, oh God, I'm sorry, Lord. Amen. Not because I got caught. Because I love my Lord, praise God, and I don't want to break the heart of God. And I stop and say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Help me, God, from right now to do better. Help me, God. I turn away from that and I go to the other way and say, help me not to go there again. Amen. That's how I know I've got it. Amen. That's Holy Ghost conviction in my heart. Amen. That points me in the right direction, praise God. And I just keep on going with God. And one day, praise God, that's going to break me plumb into right straight on into the throne of grace. Amen. One day, praise God, I'm going to waltz on in there, and the Lord God of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that one that's highly exalted above all names, praise God's going to meet me, and He's going to usher me in before the presence of the Father. Amen. And so shall I ever be with the Lord. Amen. But He said, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess. Amen. Verse 11, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. To the glory of God the Father. You know what does the Father's heart good? Amen. When somebody recognizes the Son, those of you that have children, you maybe got sons or daughters and you're at a ball game or something and that's yours that you claim. Amen. Sometimes we don't claim them. I'm being honest. Sometimes we don't claim them because sometimes they do things they oughtn't to do and we turn them back and they said, yeah, that's my wife's kid. Amen. Act like you're not really the father, you know what I mean? Say, yeah, that's my wife's kid. But sometimes they do something that's just so good. Amen. They do something that's so good it impresses your heart and boy, you just swell up with pride and you just look at a big old smile on your face and somebody said, and you hear somebody say, well, whose boy is that? And you'll say, that's my boy. Amen. That's mine. That's what God does. Praise God in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And glory be to God. He said, this is my beloved son. Knew him well, please. God the Father, He said, that's my boy. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that boy is a working for me and you. Amen. Glory to God that we might see Him and exalt Him, lift Him up. Praise Him because He's God. Bless His holy name. Amen. He said that everybody that out there that loved the Lord, praise God, would want to say so. Amen. Over in Romans chapter 10, over in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. He said those that exalt the name of Jesus, that confess the Lord Jesus, that lift up the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Said verse 10 says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the tongue and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Amen. We can't have it, but lift up the... Amen. You can't be saved without lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 3, he said, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost." Amen. See, it takes something inside you to convict you. Amen. You know why most people can't lift up the name of the Lord and praise the Lord Jesus Christ? Because they don't have that conviction. They don't have the Holy Spirit living in us. Amen. The Holy Spirit is what makes that difference. Praise the Lord. Amen. It gives us that. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. The praising the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father says, "Yeah, that's my boy." Amen. That's my boy. He done it all right. Amen. And we just line up in Him, say, "Praise God, the best of our ability with the help of the Lord, we want to do it all right too." Amen. See, that's what this thing about. It's not about being perfect, because we're an imperfect people in an imperfect world. But we're serving a perfect Savior. And at the name of that Savior, if He be exalted. Amen. When it's time for me and you to start praising the Lord, lifting up His name, praise God. He said, "Wherefore, my beloved," verse 12, "wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now so much more in my absence," He says, "work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Amen. Work out. In other words, there's some diligence needed. We need to diligently work on the, praise God, being a child of God and lifting up the name of the Lord. Amen. Put some effort into it. We can't just sit back on a stool and do nothing and we wonder why God don't bless us. Why we can't praise Him like we ought to. Amen. Because we don't put out no effort. I told them in Sunday school this morning, they wonder why they don't get nothing out of it, because they don't put nothing into it. It's like a little boy, praise God, was going home and mom and daddy was talking. Daddy said, "Well, I didn't get nothing out of that." Junior said, "Well, no wonder, Daddy, you didn't put but a nickel in." Amen. When we start putting our effort into being a child of God and lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God, highly exalting Him, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, He said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." You know why our children, our loved ones ain't being saved? Because we're not lifting up the name of Jesus. Can Jesus lie? Jesus can't lie. And He said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." And I said this morning, all is totally inclusive. It means all still means all. In the world, it may not mean that, but in God's Word, all still means all. And He said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." So it speaks of diligence. Amen? It speaks of being diligent, working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. In 2 Peter chapter 1, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, He gives us these exceeding great and precious promises in verse 4. But 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5, He said, "Besides this, giving all diligence," amen? He said, "add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge." He said, give all diligence. And He said, in other words, putting all your effort into it. See, we're slackers. That's what's wrong with the church today. We're a bunch of slackers. We don't want to put no effort into it. And because we're not putting no effort into it, we're not getting anything out of it. Amen? And it's not about the things that we do, praise God, but it's the effort that we put into it. Because I can't stir me up and you up too. Amen. I can get what God's got in me and I can stir up my soul, but I can kindle the fire down in my heart. And I can bring what God gives me and I can give it to you, praise God. But if you don't take nothing, take it and do something with it, you'll not get nothing. Does that make sense? He goes on in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. He said, "Wherefore the rather, brethren," amen, speaking to saved folk, "so wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. He said, put forth some effort, praise God, so that you know, in layman's terms, so that you know you're saved. That you got the goods, that you got the stuff to run with. That won't leave you stranded on the side of the road. Amen. He said, put forth the effort to know, praise God. In other words, what Peter's saying here, he said, if you're going to take a trip with Jesus, let me just put it down here, as Brother R.A. White said, put it on the bottom shelf where these youngins can get it. He said, if you're going to take a trip with Jesus, he said, you got to make sure when you get ready to start out that you got your tank full. Amen. Because if you don't get your tank full when you start, amen, glory be God, you won't go far till you run out of gas. Who's going to take off on a trip with an empty tank? But see, that's what we want to do. I know it's a crude example, but if we try to take off and run, praise God, this journey called life on an empty tank. When God says, He said, what you got to do is get some effort, praise God. You got to put some effort to fill up your tank, amen, before you start journey. He said, in glory to God, God will keep you full, God will keep you moving, God will keep you motivated, and God will get you where you want to go. Amen. And He'll get you there right on time. You won't fizzle out somewhere along the way. See, a whole lot of our folks is fizzling out along the way. You can look in their churches today. Amen. And those that used to be on fire for God, used to be doing something for us, were diligent about the work of God. We're fizzling out. We used to have a great big spark, like a firecracker. But now most of our churches, most folks in churches, there's those little old sizzlers. Sizzlers, sizzlers, fizzlers, what they call? Sparklers. Yeah. We're just a bunch of little sparklers. Amen. Putting off a little bit of a sparkle, but there's no bang to it. Amen. But what you got to do, say praise God, is we got that, but we got to put forth some diligence, put forth some effort, praise God, in order to finish the journey well. You say, well, how do you do it? He said, if we're going to do it, he said, we got to do it by exalting the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we're ready, when we're willing, when we're able, when we're desiring to lift up the name of the Lord, to praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to lift His name up above everything else. See, He said He's highly exalted above all names. Amen. Amen. Didn't give Him another name, but He lifted His name up above every name. Amen. When they look at heaven, when the host of heaven looks at, amen, looks all they see, the highest thing there is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what does that tell me and you? That if we're ever going to praise Him like you ought to, we've got to lift Him up. We've got to realize what He did for us, what He's doing for us, the journey that He's made for us, and the help He has for the journey. Amen. Then we do all diligence, man. We put in some effort. And God does the rest. And boy, what a ride. Amen. Praise the Lord. It just gets better and better and better. Amen. But you got folks that's sliding off to the side. They're pulling off the road. I don't know why, on what they're waiting on. They're waiting on something better to come along, praise the Lord. And what they need is just diligently seek the Lord, amen. And He'll keep them going with a shout. But what happens? We pull over with a pout. Things don't go our way, you know. Amen. Something rubs you wrong way. Somebody knocks that chip off your shoulder. You got it leaning out there, teetering on the edge anyway. And everybody you come around to, you're like, yes, just hoping they'll bump into you so you have something to complain about. Amen. But praise God, He said, if you diligently seek the Lord Jesus Christ, that one is highly exalted. Amen. A name above every name. And hey, every knee's going to bow and recognize that name sometime. Praise God. Why not do it now so we can reap the benefits of that great and wonderful and marvelous name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because hey, listen, after all, church, He's done it all. He's done it all. He made it possible for me and you to be children of God. We come to an old rugged cross and bow down and say, oh, Lord God, thank You for shedding that blood for me. Amen. And then He was highly exalted by His Heavenly Father. Praise God, so that we might be able to give Him all the praise, honor, and the glory that's deserving of our saved. Praise the Lord. Ain't he something? Amen. When are we going to give him the praise? When are we going to exalt the name of Jesus? Let me ask you something. Now, what are you waiting for? Huh? What are you waiting for? When are you going to get in? You might as well just do it. Young people, get up here in this choir, and when you're singing for Jesus, praise God, sing it to the top of your lungs. Amen. If the Holy Ghost of God convicts your heart, touches your heart, amen, unctions your heart, throw your hand in the air and say, glory. You say, well, what would people think? They'd think you love Jesus. Amen. Probably about two-thirds of the church take a running fit. Amen. Probably just waiting on you. Probably just waiting on me. Amen. Just to lift up the name of Jesus. What a name. Amen. Praise God. A name above all names. A precious, lovely name of Jesus. Ain't he something? Amen. Praise the Lord.